you so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation about the limits of dissent, public criticism and freedom of expression here in Malaysia. Joining us on the line now, we have editorial cartoonist Zuna. Good evening. Welcome to the show. Now, Zuna, you use satire a lot in your work. Your cartoons have drawn attention to abuse of power. You've used them to mock some politicians' lavish lifestyles. I'm just wondering whether there is a difference in using images to satirize politicians as opposed to using words or text.
Yeah, first of all, thank you very much. Yeah, I believe that visual, or to be specific, cartoon, is a very, very powerful medium of communication nowadays. Yeah, because it has a very strong influence to the people. As you know, that people nowadays, when they read cartoon, they really like to laugh. People really like to see a quick messages. And people really like something visual, because that can capture their mind. So I think in terms of effectiveness, visual or cartoon, is more effective than writing, as an example.
In your opinion, is there anyone who should be exempt from satire in the public sphere?
Well, it depends on, this is a very general question. But we come to Malaysia, of course, I think, I believe that the best is for a cartoonist like me, or for those who want to criticize, I think the best target is those who are in power. Mm-hmm. Because they are the one who not only have a power to decide on policy and everything, but they need to set an example. When they set an example about whatever rule, whatever regulation, or people now talk about so much very bad thing on social media or what, but the government first, they are the one have to set an example first, then only talk to other people not to do bad thing. But if so, for me, the target must be always a top one, which is very, very rare in Malaysia now. People like to go to the weak one, you know, the rakyat who doesn't have a power, then people go after that. But I believe that the best way to govern the government, or to set example to the public, is to go to the powerful one.
Zuna, you of course, you know, got into a lot of trouble and courted legal actions by, you know, under the Najib Razak administration for satirizing politicians. But today, the people, as you say, the people in power, not just the politicians. And I want to ask you about the figure of the Director General of Health, DG Hisham, who also has been satirized. And there's been pushback on him, on criticisms of him from people who say, no, we must respect him. Where do you stand when somebody's not a politician, but still, in some sense, is a figure of authority?
Yes, it's a public figure thing. So now when you are a public figure, of course, the part of the puzzle of your existence as a public figure is you are definitely has to face criticism. That is for sure. But again, it is very difficult for us to measure someone whether people love him or people like to go against him. It is no numbers to measure about it. So I believe that the one thing we can do is about this: more people say good thing about the person, and less people criticize him. Because we cannot stop people from criticizing public figure. There is no way we can do it. People are always whatever you say, because you are the authority. People say, but I would like to, go back to the problem in Malaysia first? Because, you see, the important thing in Malaysia in regard of freedom of expression is like this. You don't lecture hunger people about cholesterol. Do you get it or not? You know, you provide food first, then you talk about cholesterol.
Okay,
so, okay.
That's quite interesting. I do want to say you brought up a really interesting point, Zuna, about reading and kind of understanding the public mood for satire. I'm wondering, does the appetite and the tolerance for satire change? And how do you read that? How do you discern that?
No, I mean, again, you know, the problem here is about the whether the government provide enough space for freedom of expression first. The satire, everything is just a tool. And if people want to enjoy it, they'll use that method. But again, have enough space of freedom of expression provided by authority in Malaysia? That is the most important thing. You see, in other countries where people, in America, people do a lot of cartoons, many, many cartoons about Mr. Trump. And here, we are the example, what the government did to me is not, you know, the young cartoonists were scared to go and to criticize the government. So again, this is a tool, but the government has to, again, to encourage people to say, okay, you are allowed to criticize the government because there's a good thing to do, because we need that to improve our service, as an example. Same goes to media. You know, when the important, I think the problem we are having in Malaysia, the root of the problem is people, the government are not encouraged people to criticize enough. So there is no, media is not encouraged to debate about the government policy.
Well, Zuna, that's why we have you on the show tonight, precisely to give you space to debate these issues. I do want to ask you, though, you know, you use a craft, and editorial cartoons happen within the context of media with editors, and, you know, and there's a subtlety in the use of the craft. But what about the state, the issue of the banner? There have been several banners that have come out. People are angry. They've attacked the politicians for looking after themselves and not the rakyat. Do the police now say they want to take action against these people, or at least investigate this? Do you think people have a right, ordinary people, without the craft that you have, to also express themselves in banner form and put that out in the public?
Yes, that is the media of the people. If you, again, said you're not allowed people to be represented in the official media, people will come with their own way to express themselves. There are people use banner, and there are some countries people use graffiti to express themselves that we are not happy with this. Why it happened? Because you are not given enough space to talk in the media, and the government are not allowed it. You remember? I want to point out that those who spoke to Al Jazeera in the issue of how the government treat foreigner during the COVID, he was immediately deported. So there is no space for the people to talk about themselves, to express their issues in the media. So people go to do a banner, to do a graffiti. So that is their right. The government has to look at themselves. Say, look, if we don't give them space, this is what happened. So we it's not right to go and take actions on them. You have to encourage this more.
Zuna, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. Really appreciate your time. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off the evening.
Thank you so much for watching, and good night.